Welcome to the Sean Stevenson Show. I'm Sean Stevenson, your host and professional speaking guide. You have a message to share, and I can teach you how to get it to millions. The Sean Stevenson Show, the best resource for building a lucrative speaking business and a fulfilling life. Enjoy the show. Hello, my friend, Sean Stevenson here, and I am so excited to be chatting with you. I have been busy on the road speaking. I just got back from speaking at a conference in San Diego, California. It was a mastermind that I was presenting to, and that was awesome. Before that, I was in Miami, Florida, speaking at another conference called The Room, which was awesome. And it's just been a lot of travel, a lot of flights, a lot of driving. It was a lot of delays and challenges, and that's all a part of the speaker experience. I've been sitting thinking about you as of late, wanted to share a concept with you that I think would be of great value if you want to develop your message and get it out into the world as a speaker or a author or a content producer. I want to talk about the three phases of business as a guru, if you will. And this is going to be a short little episode, but you might want to take some notes because this is something that I'm still dealing with. It's not something that you like pass through and then don't ever have to deal with again. This is a cycle that we all get into. There are three phases of this cycle that I'm going to be sharing with you, and I want you to know that we all are in this together. Phase one is consumption. And consumption is any time that you are absorbing information or mentorship. So like right now, listening to this podcast, you are in the consumption phase. You are consuming information from somebody that has gone before you to do something that you would like to be doing. And consumption is valuable. It's how you grow your intellect and your awareness and your body of knowledge. Consumption can take place listening to podcasts, watching videos on YouTube, downloading a course and going through it, reading a book, going to a live event, getting mentorship from a coach or a consultant. The consumption phase is very instrumental in starting out, and it's also instrumental to make sure that you're continuing to stay sharp. This morning, I was mapping out my content for a group that I lead. It's a high-end mastermind. And I was in the consumption phase myself. I was doing research and watching lots of video clips from YouTube, taking notes, and developing my knowledge, as well as reviewing material that I wanted to then share, which takes me to the next phase of being a guru, and that is production. Production is when you're creating something that is of value. You're creating an ebook, you're creating a free report, an infographic, you're putting together a speech, a webinar, you're writing a published book, you are putting together modules for a downloadable course. Production is anytime you are gathering information to then put out into the world eventually. And production is important, and some people get caught up in the production phase of thinking, oh, I need the perfect camera, the perfect microphone, the perfect lighting, I need just the right backdrop behind me. And all those things are important, they add to the production value, but at the end of the day, it's the information, it's the content that you're sharing that the audience is craving, and the encouragement, the energy that you're bringing, your enthusiasm, your insights. That's what people are craving. They're not just craving the perfect graphic to come up on the screen. And production is important because production means you're actually producing something. You are being a creator, and that is awesome. I know that one of my things on my self-care list is to create podcasts, ebooks, all those different ways to get information out into the world. And I have been guilty of looping myself between consumption and production. Consumption, production, consumption, production. I need to go learn more and then produce more value. Learn more and produce more value. And you're probably thinking, Sean, that's awesome. What's wrong with that? Well, there's nothing wrong with it if you go to the last phase. And the last phase of being a guru is distribution. You need to distribute what you produce. You need to actually go market and sell what is you produced. You need to put it out on social media. You need to be going on to other people's podcasts. You need to be guest blogging. You need to be doing social media ads. You need to be making phone calls. You need to be setting up in-person meetings. You need to be making offers from stage or on webinars. You actually need to go out and distribute what you have produced, what you have to offer, what you have to sell. And this is where people get stuck. They never get to the distribution. They never get around to actually asking for the sale, for actually putting something out there, because they fear rejection. They're so scared. What if I work my ass off on something and nobody buys it? Nobody likes it? Nobody's interested? Well, I can tell you from all my years of studying marketing that the only reason why somebody wouldn't like something is how you're positioning it. The way that you're hooking in their attention, the way you're telling your stories, and the way you're actually making your offer. That's something that you can work on. I've studied a lot of great marketers. One of my favorite is Russell Brunson. And Russell Brunson says, when you're in that distribution phase, you need to have a great hook, a compelling story, and an irresistible offer. And if you have those three things dialed in, well, then the distribution will work. And you'll get your message out there, and you'll get paid well for it. But these three phases that I am sharing about being a guru, the consumption, the production, and the distribution, I want you to think about, where are you? Are you just starting the consumption phase? Do you feel like you don't know anything in your industry and you have a lot of learning to do? Cool. Well, I'm going to encourage you to speed up the time. That as soon as you consume something, go produce a synopsis about it. Of course, credit whatever you learned. Put it out there, making it clear where you learned it from. And then distribute it out into the world. Even if you're not selling anything, talk about things on social media. Get on to podcasts and interviews and radio shows and television. Get out there knocking on doors. If you get stuck, and I see this a lot, and as a guru, it's easy to get jaded by these people. It's easy to just make a living off of these people. And these are the people that are stuck permanently in consumption. They keep paying you money, and they keep learning from you, which is great. But you need to be kicking them in the butt and say, hey, what are you doing with this information? Are you actually producing something of value, and are you out there distributing it to the world? Don't get into that loop of, oh, I need to read another book before I do anything. I need to listen to another podcast. I need to go to another seminar. I've seen people die on the vine in consumption. Why? Because it's safe. It's easy to be a consumer. You can hide. Nobody's calling you out. Nobody is putting the pressure on you or turning the screws, because you're just consuming, especially if you're consuming at a distance, like reading a book in the shadows of your own existence. I'm going to convince you, hopefully, over the course of your relationship with me, that you have value on this planet. You need to get out of the consumption phase. You'll go back. It's not like you shouldn't enjoy learning. I love learning. This year, I have taken on a huge consumption goal. I am reading 52 books in 52 weeks, and I am on track right now, and I'm having a blast. I'm learning a ton about health, wealth, relationships, mind, body, spirit, marketing, sales, business, production, distribution. All of that is because of my consumption goal of 52 books in 52 weeks. So consumption's great. Just don't get stuck there. And then don't get stuck in the production. I've done this before. I'm very guilty of this. Thank God I teamed up with Mindy and we created Lucra, our company that's out there now, making a massive splash on the planet. Because before that, I would just consume and produce, but I would never distribute. Consume and produce, but then do the bare minimum of distribution. I'd make a great course on speaking or confidence or health or relationships, and then I wouldn't distribute it because it was scary. I didn't want to put it out there and not have it purchased and then feel like, oh, I'm a loser because I personalized and identified with just a simple mathematical equation of not having the hook story offer right, as my mentor Russell Brunson calls it. You know, my other mentor, Joe Polish, always talks about how storytelling is all what marketing is. All marketing is about just getting your story out there. And when you are in the distribution phase where you're getting your material out there and you're letting people know, hey, I have a course. Hey, I have this book. I have this seminar that I'm leading. When you're out there distributing, you will learn. You will take little tiny corrective enhancements and shift things. You will turn the screw a little bit here, a little bit there, and then the machine will come on. You'll start to make some profits. And the profits will tell you, hey, this is working. But you have to get out of the production phase and into the distribution phase. These three phases are huge. And you're going to cycle through them because once you're out there distributing, guess what's going to happen? You're going to learn things. And then what are you going to do? You're going to then share your findings in some type of product. You're going to produce something again, and then you're going to go out and put it out into the world. So you're going to be cycling through consumption, production, and distribution over and over and over. I actually love all three. But I know you grow the most in distribution. You are the furthest away from the cave. You are the most unsafe emotionally. You're risking rejection, but that's where you grow the most. You grow by challenging yourself. You grow by getting away from your comfort zones. And that's only possible if you're out there distributing what you have produced to the world. I hope this was of value to you. Thanks for listening to this episode. Make sure and subscribe to The Sean Stevenson Show on iTunes and leave a review of the podcast. For more information and further conversation, head on over to our Facebook group, Lucrative Speaker. I'm Sean Stevenson, your professional speaking guide. I'll catch you next time on The Sean Stevenson Show. You've got a message. Let's get it to millions.